Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and we're coming to you from the Cleveland Clinic, as usual. The top stories of the week is what this is about. It is 1208A. A are always the latest news of the week and what it means to you. And it's fishtails and tails. T-A-L-E-S and T-A-I-L-S. And, of course, we are brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics. Go to their website. You'll see the great data on how well their probiotic is absorbed. It survives stomach acid and a lot of other things. It was specifically their two bacteria in this were specifically designed for that, so they can populate your intestine and make a difference to you in that way. And, of course, bovine colostrum decreases bloating, decreases shortening of the gut villi when you are taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or exercising too hard, according to randomized double-blind controlled trials in both animals and humans. That's lifesfirstnaturals.com. And of course, Longevity Playbook. Today, when I'm recording this, the Longevity Playbook tip of the week is on vitamin E and why that is your BFF. And, of course, there's a wonderful cartoon. There's a cartoon that always goes with every Longevity Playbook 250-word tip. And the cartoon is, of course, I'm his best friend, but I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm his BFF. And, of course, that is a dog talking to another dog. But you'll have to see that great cartoon in longevityplaybook.com. It's a free download. It's a free newsletter that you can get once a week that has a great longevity tip in it from the Longevity Playbook's Playbook app, longevityplaybook.com. Thanks very much for downloading us. As I said, today's stories, well, highlight story is one on that is a fishtail. And so this is our odd omega story of the week, as well as our longevity is the next disruptor segment of the week. The other stories, adherence to urate lowering therapy supports target benchmarks in gout. What does that mean? That means that only 50% of people who have high uric acid and gout get to what we call their target of under 5 in uric acid. Why is that? Because only 50% of them take their medicine. And as time goes on, over an 8-year period, it gets to be 61%. Why? Because 61% start taking their medicine. Incredibly bad story. Depression can take the toll on memory with age. That's our Roizen rule for a younger you. If you get depressed, get treatment for it. If you start to lose your memory, get treatment for it. They're a two-edged sword. Memory depression causes memory loss. Memory loss causes depression. So if you get either of those, or a friend gets one or the other of those, get him or her treatment early. My favorite story, I just saw it this week for next week, is on coffee, and I don't want to give it away, but let me just say, if you're sitting there, have a gulp of coffee, it'll help you stay younger longer. Men and women with knee osteoarthritis exhibit different patterns of cartilage loss. What does that mean? Well, they both get cartilage loss, and that happens to cause pain and osteoarthritis in the knee. But women have a different pelvic structure that causes a different area where they lose cartilage in the knee. Men, different from different pelvic structure than women, have a different area in the knee where they lose cartilage. What does that tend to indicate? tends to indicate that maybe we can learn more about this and prevent it. Speaking of that, that study with telomere 1 in rats with osteoarthritis looks like, well, it did significantly in the abstract I've now seen, reduce the rats' risk of disability from the artificial osteoarthritis that was created, helps heal the osteoarthritis. One story that I'm warning you about, it says even moderate alcohol use increases the risk for high blood pressure. What's the story? What's wrong with the story? Well, the headline, it is right in fact. What do they consider moderate alcohol use? More than a drink and two-thirds a day. That's 24 grams of alcohol. That is, the usual drink is 14 grams. So it's more than a drink and a half. It's a drink and two-thirds is where you start to get high blood pressure. Below that, they saw no elevation. And remember, the main reason that alcohol has some benefit for many people is that it's socialization. People get together. So that's another, if you will, longevity foreplay story of the week. Now, let's go back to the big story of the week, which is our main story, and that is fish tails and tails. What do whole anchovy, sardines, smelt, and herring offer you that you can't get from a fillet of sole? Yeah, bones, head, organs, and other inside treasures that contain micronutrients like zinc, selenium, magnesium, a good dose of calcium, vitamins B12, D, and niacin, and, of course, omega-3s. Yes, sardines, for example, also deliver 25 grams of protein for every 3 ounces. That's a lot. Remember, you need a lot of protein, and that's a great source if you like them. I don't like those little fish, so I have, if you will, salmon, which delivers about 20 grams of protein per 4 ounces, so not as good as the 25 grams of protein for 3 ounces of sardines, but pretty darn good. Women who enjoy these fish regularly reduce their risk of death from all causes. This was a study in Japan, by between 25 and 30%, especially from cancers. Now, is that because they substituted these fish for other sources and didn't get the typical blackened fish or blackened meat in Japan? We don't know why this occurred, but the Japanese study clearly showed that small fish are beneficial. By the way, you get a lot of omega-3 with this, and that's one of my real things that's a big benefit. Omega-3, DHA, and EPA are in the fish, especially salmon and ocean trout. Those plus the small fish are the only fish that haven't learned to eat corn and soy meal. So even farmed salmon and ocean trout are healthy for you from an omega-3 standpoint. You'll want about 1,100 milligrams of DHA and EPA. Since I don't eat fish perfectly every day, I normally do 25 days a month, but those 5 days a month when I'm on a low-protein diet, I don't get enough omega-3, so I do take an omega-3 supplement routinely. Remember, omega-3, though, is a fat-soluble, so it stays in the body for a long time. That means you don't have to really get it every day. You can get twice as much on day one and none on day two and still have the same level in your body. But I found when I studied and measured my omega-3 level that my level was in the high level, but not in the highest level for protection. So that's why I take a supplement too. Those are the key stories of the week. So remember, the key story of all, enjoy small fish if you like their taste. Remember, food is a relationship. It's just like a marriage. You wouldn't marry someone who's trying to kill you every day. You shouldn't eat food that's trying to kill you every day. And you want to love food that loves you back. And that's key for a relationship. Well, it's key for food too. I love salmon and ocean trout. I can eat those every day. I don't like the small fishes, but they have a lot of benefit. Secondly, as long as you're under a drink a day of alcohol and only drink with company, with buddies, probably alcohol use has a benefit in reducing stress that's greater than any of its risks. Depression takes its control on memory. Memory loss takes its control in increasing depression. So if you see a friend or a family member or yourself start to get depressed or start to have memory loss, get treatment as soon as possible because each of them feed on the other. Our medication story, if you will, is why doesn't everybody get control of their gout or control of their uric acid, which increases cardiac disease, even if it isn't causing gout, because they aren't taking the pills. So your physician should be motivating you to take the pills. If he or she isn't, one, say, motivate me to them, and two, do it, because the physician knows a lot and can educate you and motivate you as to how important it is to get your uric acid under control. The top story, of course, enjoy small fishes. The fish tail is really important. Decrease all-cause mortality by having two servings of small fish or even a big fish a week by 25 to 30%. The small fish were especially strong in decreasing cancer. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. Thank you for listening. This has been 1208A, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you on our podcast, You, the Owner's Manual. There's always a B. Last week's was a great session talking about brain tap and stress on the brain. Very important subject. The week before, another great talk about 2 weeks before that or 3 weeks before that, one on the complete book of pickleball and what you can do to prevent injuries. I obviously interviewed the candidate, didn't listen well enough. You should listen well enough. Our sponsors, TruBiotics and Bovine Colostrum, both made by, processed by, and produced in great form for you, in my humble opinion, by LifesFirstNaturals.com, LifesFirstNaturals.com, where you can see the randomized double-blind trials showing why I believe there's such a benefit in to take every day if you're over the age of 45, maybe younger for bovine colostrum and TruBiotics, especially if you're a woman. And, of course, Longevity Playbook. Vitamin E is your BFF forever in this week's free tip of the week. You can go to longevityplaybook.com and sign up for their free tip of the week. We'll be back next week. And by the way, do download the B segment, a wonderful guest every week. And it's a treat to have these guests. The last couple of weeks have been just sensational. Thanks again.